It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have you on board. Bullying, child abuse, teen dating violence. These are all things that happen on a regular basis. And there's an organization called Respect. There's a staff, there's actors, and well, Respect is a very interesting approach to bringing these topics out into the open, discussing them, and giving youth and teens the ability to deal with these things, both from a bystander standpoint and from a perpetrator and victim standpoint as well. With me, Dr. Patricia Newman. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you, I'm sorry, your official title with Respect, I mean, with the organization Respect.
Mm-hmm. I'm the executive director.
The executive director. Very good. So what is the mission of Respect? Because this is kind of a neat organization. It's kind of neat how you approach what you do here.
Oh, yes. We use theater and collaborations within the community to build healthy relationships.
And you do that a lot, right?
I mean,
you were just telling me a little bit ago how many kids you get to do theater for and discuss these issues with.
Right. Well, we've been doing this for almost 20 years, and over 500,000 individuals have participated in our programs in that time. But this year, we did almost 310 programs, and usually we do programming for about 30,000 kids a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. So can you give us an example of what's done in the skits, vignettes, morality plays, whatever you would like to call them? What happens? What do the kids get exposed to, and how do they participate?
Sure. Well, we have educational theater plays. We have 14 of them, and they range from preschool through adults in age. And so, for example, we might go to a middle school and do a program on bullying. And then after that program, which might last half an hour, 35 minutes, we then take about that same amount of time and bring the kids up on stage to do improvisation or role play activities and pull out scenes from the play and have the kids complete scenes, scenarios, so that they're so the kids and the peers in the audience, they get to complete scenes and problems in ways that share their ideas. So you open up a scene and you stop it, and kids share. Like, what would they do if they were that target or they were the bystander? And some kids will use diversion, and some will use humor, and some will get an adult, and some will ignore it, and some will go include that target. And it's very... It's really a hopeful, exciting thing. Some kids will explain and educate what just happened. And so they're sharing. You know, they're helping others maybe develop some empathy, and they're sharing different kinds of ideas to help. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give kids information, but also not just information about different kinds of bullying and negative peer pressure and how to be a positive bystander, but also, like, what are some strategies that you can be prepared to use?
Sure.
Because the same one's not going to work every time. And it's okay to, you know, that's okay, because that's just part of life. But, you know, as many strategies as you can have and be prepared for is a good thing.
Do you find that over the years that you've done this, that whereas you could simply take the entire hour and do presentations on things, but do you find that bringing the kids up there, that somehow they get a little more invested in it?
Oh, absolutely. And they love theater. I mean, they absolutely love it because it grabs their attention. And we're able in theater to individualize it. So the schools, the staff, they see our scripts beforehand, and they can ask us to adapt or make adjustments depending on where we go. So it's individualized to what the kids care about. And yeah, and they love to hear what their peers are saying and talking about, even if they don't volunteer to come down. You can see how attentive they are. And the teachers and staff tell us that it's very interesting for them to watch the responses of their students.
Over the years that you've been doing this, have you seen the subject matter change?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The biggest thing probably being social media.
Mm-hmm. And the bullying and things that go on through those media.
And just safety, right? Safety and social media.
Right.
Even in gaming, teaching. We have we've included some element of social media, cyberbullying in all of our programming, but we have a special program just on safety and social media.
On July 11th at 5:45 p.m. at the Scottish Rite at 202 South 20th Street in Omaha, you are having a fundraiser. And John Bush, the comedian, mm-hmm. who's been here before for mm-hmm. you guys, he's going to be performing stand-up there.
Yeah.
Where can folks go to find some information about this? Because he's a funny guy.
He's very funny.
He's been on HBO Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. He's a heavyweight.
Right.
Where can they go to find information on this?
They can go to our website at respecttoall.org.
And it's respect, the word respect with the number 2 and then all.org.
Right.
Respecttoall.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Patricia Newman, thank you so much for stopping
thank
in today.
Thank you for having us.
Really appreciate you taking the time. And Morning Edition continues right now on KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio.